Jake's on the couch watching TV. Alan's busy in the dining area. Charlie comes in and dumps the sports bag on the floor.
Hey.
Apple, Charlie.
How's your game?
The musician's softball league is a joke. Guys trying to catch stuff that isn't there. People throwing up on an easy double play ball.
So why do you go?
There's an open bar and they let me pitch.
Well, I've got to get dressed. I wasn't going to throw this toast out, but it's yours if you want it.
Alan walks out.
When did I become the family dog?
Charlie picks up a piece of toast and sniffs it. He picks up a piece of paper and goes over to the couch.
Hey, Jake, what's this, a phone message?
Yeah, some lady called for you.
Who? I can't read your writing.
Jake takes the piece of paper and reads it.
You're a big selfish jerk.
Charlie takes the piece of paper back and studies it.
Okay, I know who this is. Amy. Probably Amy.
Yep, Amy. She wants you to call her back.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Why not?
Because I never said I'd call her back.
He switches off the TV.
Remember this, Jake. Never make promises to women that you don't intend to keep. And you know how you do that?
Always keep my promises?
That might work. A better way is never make promises.
What happens if Amy calls again?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that. When the phone rings at Uncle Charlie's house, we don't just willy-nilly pick up the receiver and answer it. No.
He grabs it.
What we do is we check the caller ID. And only pick up if we want to talk to that person.
Like Mom?
It depends. Your mom? Yes. My mom? No.
How come you don't want to talk to your mom?
I'll tell you all about that when you're old enough to drink.
What if I want to talk to your mom?
Okay, that kind of attitude is going to break down the whole system.
Charlie bites into his toast. 2.5 Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Charlie's sitting out on the patio composing. As Alan goes to the phone, Jake runs in.
Dad, no, don't pick up the phone!
Why not?
It might be your mom. Or a woman. It's Amy again. She just won't give up.
Charlie? Hey, look, I appreciate your need for privacy, but I think you're sending a bad message to my son about how to deal with women.
How so?
He thinks it's okay to avoid somebody just because a conversation might be uncomfortable.
Charlie concentrates on his manuscript.
Charlie? Okay, that's not funny.
Look, if I'm teaching the kid anything, it's honesty.
Really? Walk me through the lesson, Charlie. Educate me.
Okay. I tell women up front I'm not looking for a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. If they don't believe me or they're determined to change my mind, I have a right to avoid that conversation. And the phone company obviously agrees with me, otherwise they wouldn't have invented caller ID.
Uncle Charlie, what if somebody you don't want to talk to comes over instead of calls?
You just tell him I'm not here.
He's not here, Grandma!
You just surprised me. You should have called first.
Charlie, I call constantly. You screen like an Olympic drug tester.
I'm happy to see you, Mom.
I don't believe you, sweetheart, but at least you care enough to lie.
Hey, I care enough to lie. You just caught me off guard. So what are you doing here?
Well, I'm showing a house up the beach, and I thought while I'm in the neighborhood, I would drop off a gift for my grandson.
You're writing him a check? What kind of gift is that?
You told me he likes Transformer toys. This check transforms into any toy he wants.
Wow, thanks, Grandma.
Is that all? Don't I get a hug? No, your grandma loves you so, so, so much. Oh, Grandma's got to go to work. Nobody just gives her checks. Walk me. In case you're at all interested, I've been seeing a man, and he just may be the one.
Hey, 5 times the charm.
4.
But what about the guy with
that? That was a null.
Oh.
Oh, boy, are we going to have a new daddy?
Oh, bite me, Charlie. Now, I'd like to have a dinner at the house so you boys can meet him. What night is good for you?
What night do you want us?
I asked you first.
Well, Tuesday's Jake's here weekend is Thursday to check my calendar.
Don't really want to.
Charlie frowns at Alan.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. It's very important to me, and I hope you can make it. But I'll certainly understand if you're too busy for your mother.
They both stand there watching her leave.
You know what she's trying to do, don't you?
Of course I know.
But maybe one of us should go.
Oh, sure, you go, I look bad.
What do you care?
I don't care.
Then don't go.
I'm not going.
I'm not going either.
I'm not staying.
They're there.
We'll eat, we'll go.
No coffee, no dessert.
Well, can't be rude.
Watch me. I refuse to let that woman.
Hi, Mom.
Better late than never.
Right on time.
I was referring to the big picture.
Hi, Grandma.
And look, you've brought Jake to meet my new beau. Come here, sweetheart. Now, tonight, you and I are going to play a game. And the name of the game is Don't Call Me Grandma.
What kind of game is that?
It's a fun game, honey. It only has one rule. You have to call me Evelyn.
Okay.
Try it.
Evelyn.
See? We're having fun already. Oh, look, you didn't bring wine. Good. Too many people bring wine.
Evelyn widens her eyes as she leads them in.
Tommy, darling, I'd like you to meet my sons. This is Charlie.
Charlie. Hi, Tommy, how are you?
Alan.
Hello.
Alan.
Hi.
And this is Jake.
Yes, I am, Evelyn.
Let's not beat it to death, okay?
Good to meet you, Jake.
Oh, there you are. Boys, this is Tommy's daughter, Olivia.
Hello, Charlie.
Hey there, stranger.
You two know each other.
I thought I knew him.
Oh, no. Okay, who would like a drink? I would like a drink. Charlie, come and help me make the drinks. Alan, talk to Olivia. Alan was a cesarean.
Alan gestures awkwardly as he struggles for something to say.
It wasn't medically necessary. She just had a function to go to.
Is there anyone in the 310 area code that you have not mounted?
We went out a couple of times. She assumed it was an exclusive thing, and when she found out it wasn't, she got a little upset.
Olivia's glaring across the room at Charlie, who gives her a cute wave.
Anyway, Tommy seems like a real nice guy. I'm very happy for you. Good night.
Charles, you are not going anywhere. This man is very important to me. Now, we are going to have a nice dinner. You are going to be charming, and Tommy will remain oblivious to the fact that you defiled his daughter.
Hey. She wasn't exactly filed when I met her.
I gotta tell you, Alan, you don't know how lucky you are to have a mother like Evelyn. She is the warmest, most affectionate, giving woman I've ever known.
That's my mom.
Call her Evelyn. That's the game.
You play your game, I'll play mine.
There we are.
There's my little karaoke cupcake.
Oh, Tommy, you are not telling that story. We took one of those little cruises to Alaska, glaciers and whales. I didn't quite see the point of it all. But during the evening, there was this karaoke competition. And as you know, I'm no stranger to the stage.
Yes, Mama, I know.
Excuse me.
Anyway, you know how I've always sung, These Boots Are Made for Walking, with my little dancer team?
Yes, Mom, I have it on my wedding video.
So how have you been?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know, Charlie. When people don't return your calls, it's kind of hard to know how they've been.
Okay, look, I know this is an awkward coincidence.
It's no coincidence. When my father told me who he was dating, I made a point of being here.
Oh. Well, you can't argue the awkward part, right?
So, I'm sipping up my booze. I am about to go on stage when this housefrau from Tone Deaf, Texas, gets up and starts singing my song. I think you can imagine how unhappy I was.
Don't tell me to calm down. You lied to me.
I did not lie to you. And you could have told me this on the phone.
You never answer your phone.
Of course not. Who wants to have this conversation?
So, I sidled up to the woman and really very smoothly turned it into a duet. When suddenly, she starts pushing me.
You said I was very special to you.
You were.
Yeah, me and three other women.
I said you were special, not unique.
Tommy and Evelyn are captivated.
Drop dead, you.
She throws her drink in Charlie's face.
Excuse me.
Tommy goes out to find Olivia. Incensed, Evelyn narrows her eyes at Charlie, who looks a bit awkward.
In my defense...
She keeps glaring at him.
Screw it.
Charlie has a drink.
Finish the story, Evelyn. Did you push her back?
Man. Charlie's home.
Stupid musicians' league. I don't know why I bother. Get this. Tie score. We're down to our last out. Our best hitter, Billy Kresge's up. The bases are loaded. So is Kresge. His whole family is standing behind the backstop crying, pleading, go back to rehab, Daddy, we love you. Needless to say, he choked.
Charlie, I think we've got a bigger problem. Our mother is missing.
Oh, don't try to cheer me up.
I'm serious. I called her home, her car, her cell. Nothing.
Did you check with the captain of the Flying Monkeys?
Charlie.
She's probably just sulking because I screwed up her dinner party last week.
That's what I thought, too, except I called her office, and they haven't heard from her either.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, I think somebody needs to go over there and make sure she's okay.
Good idea. You do that, and I'll stay here in case she calls.
Why don't you go, and I'll stay here in case she comes?
No, I gotta be honest. I like my idea better.
Well, I'm not going there alone.
I'm not going at all. What do you want to bet? She ran off to Vegas to marry this Tommy guy.
Hey, if that's all this is, great. The only downside would be that you slept with our stepsister.
I hadn't thought of that. Kind of sexy.
I'm sick.
I'm saying.
They're at Evelyn's.
Look, there's no one here. Let's go.
No, I want to take a look.
You have a key?
I'm the good son.
Alan and Charlie walk into the dark living room.
Mom?
Okay, she's not here. Let's go.
Alan switches the light on. Evelyn's sitting there with a drink and cigarette.
Okay, she's here. Let's go.
Charlie, Mom, are you all right? Why haven't you been answering the phone?
I didn't want to burden anyone with my grief over the late Tommy Pearson.
Tommy died?
She smokes.
Well... He's dead to me.
Okay. What happened?
They dumped me.
Mom, I'm sorry. But the thing between me and his daughter happened years before you even met the guy.
This has nothing to do with you, Charlie. God, you're a narcissist.
Charlie frowns, miffed.
No, Tommy left me for some fresh-faced 45-year-old bimbo.
I'm sorry, Mom. I know he meant a lot to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too.
Thank you, Alan. Nice try, Charlie. Now, if you'll both please leave, I'd like to be alone.
We understand. Charlie, wait. We can't just leave her here. Fine. Where do you want to leave her?
Hey, Mom, why don't you come back and stay at Charlie's house for a few days?
Whoa,
how's that?
Don't worry, Charlie. I have no desire to impose on your life.
Appreciate it. All right, then. Chin up.
Charlie walks up a step towards the door.
You sure, Mom?
Yes. Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
They both head out.
Oh, God.
The boys stop in their tracks and Charlie glances back.
So close.
Dressed in black, Evelyn's in a deck chair on Charlie's patio. Charlie and Alan are inside, watching her.
How long is she going to sit out there?
I don't know. I've never seen her this depressed. Somebody's got to go out there and show her a little love and support. Jay?
Yeah?
Why don't you go out and talk to Grandma?
Why?
Because she's a little lonely.
She's your mom.
Don't sass me. Go talk to Grandma.
Hi, Evelyn.
Oh, please, sweetheart. Call me Grandma.
But what about the game?
Games are for children, Jake.
Jake looks through the window at Alan for inspiration. Alan gestures for Jake to carry on.
No, Uncle Charlie got me a metal detector, and sometimes I find cool stuff on the beach.
That's nice, but you know, that cool stuff is stuff that other people lost and will never get back. Trinkets and treasures buried beneath the lonely sands of time.
Yeah, but finders keepers, right?
And losers weepers.
Jake looks at Alan again and holds out his hands, pleading for help.
He's getting killed out there.
It's all right. He's not crying yet.
Somebody needs to go out there and back him up.
$10 says it's not me.
Alan reluctantly goes to the French windows, and as he opens them, Jake runs in.
Hey, what's going on with you two?
Alan puts on a smile and goes outside.
Kid's got a bladder the size of a pea.
You were a bad wetter, if I recall.
Alan's smile fades and he looks into Charlie for inspiration. Charlie throws out his hands and mouths, "No way," then thumbs his nose at Alan, who turns back to Evelyn.
You know what Jake would really get a kick out of? If you could sing while Charlie played the piano.
Huh? Oh, no, Alan, I couldn't. Besides, Charlie always hated that.
Are you kidding? It was his idea!
Alan grins at Charlie, who gives him a big thumbs up. Later, Charlie reluctantly plays and Evelyn walks down the stairs, swinging her legs to the music.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Pick it up, Charlie. We're walking, not crawling. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
On the couch, Jake and Alan watch Evelyn as she finishes with a flourish. Charlie gets up, frowning.
Okay, now.
One more time!
One, two, three. You keep saying you've got some...
Later that night, Charlie comes downstairs into the living room. He stops and frowns when he sees Evelyn leaning on a railing, staring out at the ocean. He wanders over and stands next to her. Evelyn's eyes sparkle with tears.
Okay.
Yeah. Go back to bed, Charlie.
No, I'm up. Hard to sleep after a big show.
Thank you for that. Brought back some nice memories.
You still got some chops, Mom.
You were rushing the tempo towards the end there.
Sorry. I always get a little carried away when you do the James Brown medley.
Oh, Charlie. Your mother's a real sad case, isn't she?
You'll get over him. There's other guys.
You never even called. Never even said goodbye.
Maybe he was scared.
Of what? I knew there were no promises, no strings. That doesn't mean there can't be common courtesy. I meant that little to him.
Charlie hesitantly reaches out and touches Evelyn's shoulder.
It'll be okay, Mom. Hey, you still got me and Alan.
Oh, Charlie, please. I know how difficult things are between us. Maybe it's my fault.
No, it's not all your fault. I probably haven't been the best son. I just want you to know that, in my way, I want you to be happy, and I love you.
Well, I guess I'll go pack.
Why?
Oh, I'm going home.
Middle of the night?
Charlie, you just said you loved me.
She touches his shoulder.
You could only screw it up from here.
She walks out, leaving Charlie bemused. Charlie sits playing the piano. Evelyn's perched on the edge, singing, and Alan and Jake are on the couch. Jake's dozing.
Oh, my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Donkey Kong!
Alan nudges Jake.
Donkey Shane.
Charlie hangs his head in disbelief. ITFC audio description. Men.